Today's daf, and this Yisro Chag, is daf Yud Dalet. And we had gotten up to, we're talking about the Mokom Kvura of Moshe Rabbeinu, and we're up to Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina Omer, af Moshe Rabbeinu himself, en yodea heichan kavur. Moshe Rabbeinu himself doesn't even know where he is buried. Why? Because Lamaisa, the inyan of the Kvura of Moshe, remember, is one of the things that was Nivra ben Hashmashes, which means it isn't really part of the reality in which we normally inhabit in Olam Hazeh. And therefore, the idea of a specific place, which is Kivrei Shel Moshe, is, in that sense, not part of the world. And this, of course, is exactly the same as the Ben Ishchai points out, exactly the same as the Oran HaBriz that Moshe Rabbeinu was carrying. It also doesn't have a place in this world. So even though you see it there, but it doesn't take up this three-dimensional space, which is why it was impossible to find. How do we know that Moshe Rabbeinu himself doesn't know? Because Ktiva Chavlo Yada Ish Et Kvurato. So we think that that just means no man knows where he's covered. But Moshe is the Ish, because Ktivata V'zot HaBracha Asher Birach Moshe Ish Elohim. So that means it's a remez that the Ish Moshe doesn't know Lo Yada Ish, the place of his own Kfura. V'yomer Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina, Mipnei Ma Nigbar Moshe Etzel Baal Po'or. It's a very strange thing that even though Mela, he wasn't allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael, but why Mul Beit Po'or? I mean, to have to be sitting there by Beit Po'or, why exactly by Beit Po'or? And besides, remember that the only gezer against Moshe was entering into Eretz Yisrael, Lachora, but why weren't they able to bury Moshe in Eretz Yisrael? Kedei lechaper al ma'aseh Po'or, because since Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that actually was the nemesis of Po'or, the Tosis brings over here that the Medrash says that he buried Po'or at Chotmei. And because of that, the Medrash brings that every single year on the anniversary of the Maisa of Po'or with B'nai Smeyav, so Po'or comes up and is about to try to be Me'er Dinim against Yisrael. So and at that moment, it sees the grave of Moshe Rabbeinu and immediately goes back down, sinks back down to its Chaita. There's a whole large piece that's missing over here, which the Bach brings of another mimer of Reb Chama bar Reb Chanina. If you take a look at the Agos HaBach, the Yom Reb Chama bar Reb Chanina, Mipnei Ma Nistater Kivro Shel Moshe Meinei Basar V'Dam. Why indeed was it this way, that no one should know? Mipnei Shigol Uivei Yadu Elifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shatid Beit HaMikdash Leicharev Ulaaglot Et Yisrael Me'artzam. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that the end would have to come to the Beis HaMikdash, and that there would be a galut that was coming, Shema Yavo, maybe Bnei Yisrael will come l'kvurato shel Moshe b'otah sha'a, and they will he'll be eimed b'bechia v'yitchanenu l'Moshe v'yomer l'Moshe Rabbeinu amod b'tfila ba'adenu, and then Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come along, and then he's not going to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be able to say no, because remember, mipnei chavivim tzadikim imitatam yoter mibechayehem, that even though Moshe Rabbeinu in his lifetime, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say no to him, he couldn't say no b'misasai, because even greater b'misasai. And therefore, there wouldn't be any way to be mekayim the gzeir of the churman. Shekein ata motzei b'sha'ah shahayu Yisrael b'midbar v'sochu b'ma'aseyem v'yasu egel katzaf HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael v'yomar l'Moshe ha'erf b'meni v'ashbidem. So kama tzadikim ayu b'oto ador v'kama chasidim. I mean, there were so many people that Lechora would have been enough to save Israel, Moshe, Aaron, Yeshua, Elbat, Medat, Shimon, Zakenim, all the Chachomim, all the Talmidim, but the only one that ended up having any ashpa on the Gezerah, Lo Bita, La Gezerah, B'Shvil Moshe, because it says, Lulei Moshe, B'Chiro, Amad, B'Vanai, B'Peret. So, B'Peret's the Fanab. Okay, and then getting back, so that all of that piece is missing, and now we go back to the next mimer of Omer Chaimer B'Rabbi Chanina. Again, my dichtiv, achare Hashem Elokechem, yelechu, telechu, v'chiev shalom la'adam la'alech achar hashchina. How is it possible that a human being should actually be right next following the Shechina? Doesn't it say, Ki Hashem Elokecha ish ochlau? Ella, what it means is to be mehalech achar midotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, even though we also have the pasuk v'talachtam, that's the idea of halach b'drachav, the Rambam actually brings both of these inyanim in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and he brings both psukim to talk about here following HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of those specific activities, which are very, well, not just the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the actual acts, just like mahu malbish arumim, there's one inyan is mahu rachu, mafatati arachu, mahu chan, so on and so forth. That has to do with the way that you are internally focused on the derech of your, which is the deis that a person has, as the Rambam puts it. Here we're talking about the maisim that follow those midas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is malbish arumim. Dichtiv ayatz Hashem melokim la'adam al-ishto kotnot or. Vayal bishem. Afata al-beish arumim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu biker cholim. Dichtiv vayera elav Hashem elonim amre. And that becomes the whole, even in the Shulchan Aruch, the whole marker of biker cholim. Afata baker cholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nichem avilim. Because as it says, Vayachri mot Avram Ivarch Limit Yitzchak Beno, and as Rashi brings over there, Birchot Birkat Avilim, Hafata, Nachem Avilim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavar Meitim, that's what we're bringing here, Reb Chama, Reb Chanina, in terms of Moshe Rabbeinu's Kvura, Vayigbor Oto Bagai, and as we showed before, that was the actual Kanfei Hashchina that Kevayochel carried Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, when it says Kotnot Or, so now the question is, what does that mean, kotnot or? Kotnot for the skin? Kotnot of skin? What exactly are kotnot or? So chadamar, it means davar haba min haor. So it means to actually make things that come from skin. So okay, so there's different pirushim, whether it means that it just means wool, so to speak, because that comes from off of the skin of a sheep, or whether it mamish is a remez to the skin of the nachash, which would really be, really frightening, or whether it means a dover sha'or ne'enemi menu, means something that the skin enjoys. So Rashi brings over there the medrash that talks about the rabbit skin. We were talking about, remember, gloves lined with rabbit skin. We were talking about the connection of that to the maisa of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. You know, the rabbit story. Even over here, it's our nevet. Okay. Doresh Rabbi Smadoi. The Torah, if you take a look at the overall structure of the Torah, you always should look at the beginning at the end, because that gives you an idea of what central ideas are promulgated. So the Torah starts with Gemilut Chasadim in making the Begadim. And the sofa, it ends with Gemilut Chasadim. Tchilata Gemilut Chasadim, Dechti Vayas Hashem Elokim La'adam Lishto, Kotnot Or Vayal Bishem. What do you understand of this deep, deep need that Moshe Rabbeinu had to come into Eretz Yisrael? I mean, do you think, Moshe Rabbeinu, remember, was on a madrega in which he was there together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all time, Imed, on a darga of Nevias, of Peo, Peo, Daberbo. If he wants to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he talks to him, Ashrei, Adam, and so on and so on. So the things that we generally look at that mean so much to us, the Binaret Yisrael, that the entire darga of our consciousness changes, that we're able to have all the Torah of Eretz Yisrael, and the Chibur of Tefillah of Eretz Yisrael, the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael, and so on and so forth. That didn't mean anything to Moshe Rabbeinu, because in terms of his madriga, it couldn't add to him. You know, the Kachamar Moshe, the point that Moshe goes back to the beginning of the Sugya, that Vayikach Moshe, that's Mot Yosef Imo, that over there the issue was that he was Mechavev HaMitzvahs, Borei Kama Moshe Rabbeinu Mechavev HaMitzvahs. And that's Yikach Mitzvot. So over here also, Harbe Mitzvot Mitzvahu Yisrael, that in Miskayman all over Israel, Eretz Yisrael. What am I supposed to do in order for me to have the Shlemus of Tayag Mitzvot? Tayag Mitzvot, that's a reality of the entire Tzura of the Yodam. If I don't have that, so I can't be a sholem. I have to go into Eretz Yisrael in order to be mekayim all the mitzvahs. Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, why do you want it? Because of the heft of the mitzvah? No, because of what it is that the mitzvah ends up giving you, right? That way you become a mushlam. Klumata mevakesh ela lekabel sachar. I will give you that madriga. Ma'ale ani alecha. Ki ilu asitam shenemar. That's why when it says in the Pasuk that it's referring to the in Yeshayahu, it's referring over here to all of the inyanim, of the godless, of Moshe Rabbeinu. Lachain achalek lo varabim. We're going to darshan each word. So therefore, I'm going to give him a chelek that all of the rabbim has that he was with. Ve'et atzumim, and from the greatest, the most powerful, yechalek shalal. He's going to divide whatever you get out of life with the greatest. Tachat asher he'erah l'mavet nafsho. He poured out his life and was ready to die for them. Again, we're going to explain all of this. Ve'et poshim nimna, and he didn't mind being counted as if he was one of the poshim in the midbar. And in reality, hu chet rabim nasa, he carried the entire chet of all of Klal Yisrael. Vela poshim yavgia, and he was mispalel for those who everybody else has wished they would drop dead. So what does all of this mean? Let's take a look at piece by piece. L'chein achalek lo v'rabim. This means I'm going to give him schar, which the rabim have. So you might think, rabim, okay, so that means Yochol Kachronim. It means that the not as great as the greatest of the earlier ones, like the Yoveis, but like, okay, so the people that live now in Eretz Yisrael will be like them. No. Talmud Lomar ve'atatsumim yechalik shalal. He's going to be splitting things with the greatest of the great. That's referring to Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, or atsum. Atsumim betorah u'bimitzvot. And then when it says, Tachat asher he'erah l'mavet nafsho, where did he pour out his soul to the point where he's ready to die? Masar atzmo l'mita? Shenemar v'imayin mechini no misifrecha asher katavta. So he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wipe me out if you're not going to take care of Klal Yisrael. Ve'et poshim nimna, that he ended up dying in the midbar and being buried in the midbar as if he was one of Chas v'Chalila, one of those who had been chayte in the midbar. But in fact, hu chayt rabim nasa, he was able to carry single-handedly the chayt of all Yisrael because he was mechapra ma'asya ega with his tefillahs and everything that we learned on Shabbos. V'la poshim yavgia. He was mevakesh rachamim al poshei Yisrael sheyachzeru b'teshuvah, so that what he used to do, not stam to give up on those who weren't roy, but he was always mispalal that whoever is possible they should do tshuva before it's too late. And pegia la poshim yavgia is a lashon of tefila. Ein pegia la tefila shenemar v'ata al titpalel ba'ad hamazeh. And Alti Sabadam Rina Utfila Valtiv Gabi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, yo, don't daven for these people. And don't be pogea. That pogea is the pogea with tfila. Hadron Allah, Hamekaneli Ishto, Li Neder. Fang Tandera Heleke Perek. Next thing, maybe. We say next thing. It's not necessarily in order. We're going to see that there's some serious issues about the Seder, of the way things were done, major machlokes, about at what point the mincha was brought. Was the mincha brought before it is that we gave the Mayim HaMoharim? And that means that there's still time to be able to change your mind only before the Megillah is erased, or is it brought afterwards? And therefore, even after she drinks, the mayim won't be active until after the Kravas HaMincha. All of that we're going to go into as we go along in the Masechet to define what's done when. But the Mishnah is certainly not in order of the way that the Parsha presents it. That is, Tosis points out, it goes through the entire Seder. Just the Mishnah seems to simply dismiss that order as if it wasn't essential for us to present it that way. Okay, we're going to have to see as we go through the Masechet why exactly the presentation is in this fashion. But at whatever point it was, the mincha was brought, that mincha was brought by her husband, that we saw. It's brought by her husband in a junky basket that is called a kefifa mitzrit. And a kefifa mitzrit is built from the, you know, that junk material at the bottom of the tekel. And very, very cheap and scratchy kind of basket. Notna al yadeha, and then he would take the mincha and put it on her hands, make her hold it the whole time, because we want her to get all worn out. Kedeli yaga. I mean, Tosis points, this is very important in the Kuda, by the way. Tosis points out that Kedeli yaga, who gives you the right to say that? If you're Rebbe Shimon and you're Derish Taimid Akra, you could say Kedeli yaga. But if you're not Rebbe Shimon, so where do you come off like you're telling me it's Kedeli yaga? It's a beferish plastic that we're derish from how it is that the Kohen puts his hands on their heart, so we'll see. So who gives you that right? So Tosis is a very important yesod. That is, that the only machlokas about whether Darshina time of the Krah between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim is only where you're going to make an afkamina lahalacha in the pasuk. So for instance, when the Torah says that you should be very careful not take a mashkin from an almana, say, right? So Rabbi Shimon says, why is that? Because if she's an almana, when you take a mashkin, remember, if it's not taken at the time of the loan, if you take a mashkin, then you have to bring the mashkin back when it's needed. So that's how you take clothing that's worn during the nighttime. You have to present her with her pajamas at night and then pick it up in the morning, and so on and so forth. So Taina is Rabbi Shimon. So that means that the reasonable explanation of why Dafka from an Amona you can't take clothes is because if you're going to be going back and forth to her house, it's going to bring suspicion on her. And people will be chashir of having a relationship with you. But therefore, if she's a rich almana, so who cares? You don't have to bring her anything back. She's got 100 pair of pajamas. She's not going to get anything back from you. So he is matir alocha lemaisa based on his understanding of the pasuk. He goes and he's matir doing something which, according to a simple reading of the pasuk, is a nisa diraisa. There is where we have a machlokas. But as far as deriving out of a pasuk a lesson of what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us in a particular behavior, there absolutely, and we're going to see that Kedeli Yaga is a tremendous lesson that we derive as we go on through the sugya. So it's a Yesod Gadol in Taisvus. Kol HaMenachot. Now, this mincha is very different than other menachas. Because, first of all, other menachas, you would never bring in a kvifa mitzrit. You would have to bring it in a klishores, which doesn't really mean you bring it in a klishores, we're going to see. You'd have to bring it in a choshev, a kli, that is roi for a klishores. Whereas this, first you bring it in this garbage container of a kvifa mitzrit, and then sofa b'klisharet, only afterwards, when we need to be mekadesh, the mincha, then it has to be put into a klishores. Kol ha-menachot tu'unot shemen v'levona, all other menachas, you have to put on beautiful things in it. The shemen is a very expensive, beautiful ingredient. Lavona, for sure, is a high-quality spice. This one, actually, you do not put it. And it's not just that it doesn't need. It's that you're actually going to be over a lav if you put it in. All menachas come from the most chashuv of the grains, which is wheat. And this comes from horse feed. Now you'll say, but I mean, what about the omer? The omer also comes from saorin. It's true, but minchata omer hafa pisha ba'a min ha-saorim. It's true that it comes from barley, but it doesn't come from gross barley. It comes from very finely sifted barley, because it says geres, right? So yaita ba'a geres. Geres is the equivalent of solet to chita. What we call solet today is not the solet that the Torah is referring to. The solet in the Torah means the equivalent of geres, meaning that it's very finely sifted, as opposed to flour, which is very coarse. If it doesn't go through the 13 different levels of sifting that we went through in order to make the Yomer. So over here, the mincha v'saita is not only the lowest class material, but it also comes as a kemach of the lowest class material. Rabbi Gamliel Amar, you know why all of this is? Kishem shema selma sebema. She wants to act like an animal. She's going to make out with any male that's around as if she's an animal. So fine, so feed her animal food. Tanya. This idea of kidei liyaga is a limud. It's not just stam kidei liyaga. It's kidei liyaga kidei shetachzor ba. We want her to admit that she actually had slept with the guy, and that way she won't die. And Rabbi Eliezer continues, and what does that teach us? Im kach hachasa Torah. Al overei ritzon, kavuchomer al osei ritzon. So imagine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so makbid to try to save a seita from a horrible death of the Mayim HaMa'orim. Halachas kama v'kama people that are truly osei ritzon ishom okom. How much rachamim there is. But wait a minute. I mean, all along we've been talking about the attempts that we make to get her to admit that she's guilty in order not to erase the shame. So what right do you have to make a lesson over here? Kodesh Baruch Hu is brachim on her. That's not why. Maybe he doesn't give a hang about her. Maybe all that he wants is that we shouldn't erase the shame Hashem. That's what you said before. So because, mi mai bishum dechasahu. Who tells you it's because of that? Maybe Dilma. Answers the Gemara, that's because of the Seder HaInyonim. Because Sava, Rebbe Lozer Shita, is like the Mandi Omra, but we'll see that first the Kohen gives her the Mayim to drink, but it doesn't do anything to her until afterwards we bring the Mincha. Or this is a Machlokas, we'll see which one comes first. So yields like the Shita that first we give her the Mayim HaMa'orim, which means we've already erased the Megillah. And therefore, why do we care that she should have to hold the Mincha for 2 hours? Well, it's a difference. It can't be for the Megillah, because Im Yishu Megillah, Ha'im Chikala, we've already erased the Shem Hashem. Therefore, says Rabbi Eliezer, there's only one explanation. We want her still to save herself. That's the point. Not to save the Megillah. That's why he says, Im kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu chaz. Okay, then you said something that doesn't make any sense. You said what? All of the menachot are ba'ot b'kli sharet? What does that mean? They're ba'ot b'kli sharet. What, from your house? They come back with a kli sharet. I mean, you were talking about the husband who's bringing the mincha. Why would he be bringing a mincha in a kli sharet? No menachos are brought in a kli sharet. Look at this. Here's the bright. Say to menachot ketzad, adam mevi mincha mitoch beito, not in a kli sharet. Biklatot shel kesev, shel zahav. You have these pretty baskets. There's pretty choshev, made out of gold and silver. And then, when it comes into the Azorah, notna letoch kli sharet, umekatsha bekli sharet. So he puts it into a real kli sharet, and then he does the kiddush, which lechora is two separate things, and therefore the Gemara is going to be medayik later, that this is mashma, that it's not enough that something should be in the kli sharet, but you have to actually have kavana to be specifically mekadesh it in the kli sharet, because otherwise, what are these two stages? Okay, but that's not so posh, that's machlokas. We'll see later on, we'll be medayik this. But anyway, just to get back to the Seder HaDvarim. So, a person would bring it not in a kli sharet, would then put it into a kli sharet, be mekadesh in a kli sharet, then he puts on the shemen v'levena in the azorah, then he gives it to the kohen. The kohen brings it to the mizbeach, and there's a din called hagasha. So you have to be magish. You touch the kli that is holding the mincha at the keren dromit maravit, at the western southern corner of the mizbeach. We'll see why there, dafka. Right at the edge. Keneged chuda shel keren. V'dayo. That's all that you need to do. Gemara is going to explain later. What do you mean, v'dayo? What else would you need to do? Get on your head and spit golden nickels. I mean, what is that supposed to mean? Okay, well, we'll see. Then, once that's done, you have to take all of the lavona and push it to the side so that you can be co-mates without getting any Lavona in it. Because even if one card of Lavona gets mixed up in the co-mates, then the Kmitz is Psula. So because of that, all of the Lavona is pushed over to the edge. You then are co-mates in a place where the oil was mixed very well together with the Solet. And you take the comments, you put it into a second klishores. Shkumar is going to ask, why that? If we already had it in a klishores, umekachorp klishores, again it says bekachor mashba, that you have to have specific avona to be kaddish it. Umelaket et lavona. Then you collect all of the lavona that you had put aside, you put it back on top of the comments, and then you bring the whole thing up to the mizbeach in a klishores, even though it says over here, your makter in Nikli Shares. I mean, something's out of order over here because it says v'mocho v'notnu agabe yishim. So you obviously haven't been makter it yet. It says that you're going to salt it. You put it on top of the fire. Now, once the kometz is on the mizbeach, at that point, the kohenim are allowed to eat the shirayim. So shiareh ne'echalim, and they can do what they want with those shirayim. But one thing they cannot do, they could put on yayin, shemen, and dvash. But for a Kohen, it's always Pesach. So they didn't have that painful goodbye to Pesach that we just had because they weren't allowed to be Bechametz. So, Ina, what's going on here? Close, mute yourself. Ein Asurin Ela Melechametz. Anyway, but getting back to our question, right? So did it say over here what the Mishnah said? The Mishnah says we bring it in a klishores. And over here it says we bring it in regular, nice, klatocho kesef, klatocho zahav, but certainly not a klishores. So what's the Mishnah say? All the menachas come in a klishores? Absolutely not true. Homer of Papa doesn't mean literally in a klishores. It means bekelim haru'uyim l'klishores, that every other mincha is brought in something that is so beautiful. It could have been a klishores, klatocho zahav, or kesef, mashein kein. A kvifa mitzrit is not roy to be a klishores. Why not? Who said? You're claiming that a kvifa mitzrit is not good? Lochazia. That's not true according to everyone. It's a big machlokas. Come on. I mean, if you're saying that it's davar poshet, you are arguing with Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda said that even wood is good. Tanya. Klishores sha'asa anshel eitz. Rebbe says it's possible. Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda says it's kosher. So why can't you make a klishores out of a kvifa mitzrit, which after all is cellulose, and it's made out of wood, the same material as wood? So you're telling me like a davar poshet that our mission is going shalok Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda, very hard to believe. No, of course, it doesn't mean that, says the Gemara. I feel the tamer Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. Look, we're not talking about the material, okay? The question of whether you can use cellulose for a klishores, that's not the issue. The issue is whether you can use garbage. I mean, that's a whole different question. Afilu Tema Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda said you can use wood. But, I mean, it could be a beautiful piece of olive wood, whatever. But, I mean, to take a piece of the absolutely lowest quality stuff and use that as a klishores, bipchutin miyama, what do you say? You could take a lily cup, you know, a paper cup. He would never have said that. Obviously not. It's a pasuk. You're telling me that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda doesn't care about the pasuk. Hakriveyo na lepechatecha. Go try to bring a piece of garbage like this as a gift to your own governor. He's going to take this as a gift or throw it in your face. So if chas v'shalom to make a kvifa mitzris, a klisharis of the Beis Hamikdash, that's what it means. So when the Mishnah said, kol ha-menachos b'klisharis, it didn't mean literally. It meant bekelim chashuvim that they're ru'uyim to be a klisharet. Okay. Then, we already mentioned the braita. I just want to understand this braita more because what was it, the two steps? Not na l'klisharet, umekachar b'klisharet. So, what do we have these? I mean, what it seems to be saying very clearly is that if something is in a klisharet, it's still not kodesh, kedushas haguf. Remember, now, what we're doing over here is we are changing the level of the Kedusha of the Mincha. When the person brings the Mincha from his house, it's already Kodesh. But the Kedusha that it has before it's in the Klishores, the Kedusha that it has is Kedusha's Domim. not Kedushat HaGuf. When the person makes something Kedesh for a Korban, so at that point, it's going to be Kodesh, of course, but it's not going to have all the sensitivities of Kedushat HaGuf. There's no din of Tfuyom. There's no din of not being paid. If something goes wrong with it, it gets Tomei. There's no din of it becoming Posel Belina. Right? There's no din of Yotze, and so on and so forth. So to have those dinim, something needs to be itself Kodesh, not just its value Kodesh. And that requires the klishoris. Now the question is, and if it's put into the klishoris, it's not enough? Because you said over here that you have to put it into the klishoris, and then you also have to be able to kodesh it in a klishoris. So apparently there's two separate steps. But then you're telling Nishma Mina that klisharet ein mekachin ela midat? So you're telling me that that's gufa, what the Brisa is teaching us? I mean, that's keneged the shitas that we had in the Gemara? No, it doesn't mean that. It means notna b'klisharet kidei lekatri b'klisharet. In other words, that even though up until this time it has been kedushas mamain, it means that we put it into the klisharet because we wanted bedavka to be kodesh in the klisharet. But it could be that you don't have to have a separate kavona. The act of putting it into the klisharet gives it kedusha. That kol hanageya b'yigdash. Okay, then it says you put shemen and levena. Where do we know that from? Because after that it says, Vayotzak aleha shemen, minatan aleha levona, and that it says before it's given to the kohen. So apparently the czar can do that. I don't need a kohen for that. Umolichai, it's a kohen at that point. Why? Because after Vayotzak aleha shemen, it says, Vehevi al b'nei Aaron. So in other words, it doesn't need to be brought to b'nei Aaron until that point. And then the kohen, Molicha etzom izbeach to do hagosha. Where do we get that from? Tichtiv vihigisha el hamizbeach. So it's clearly a din to bring it up to the mizbeach. But the Brita said a specific place. Your magisha bekeren dromit ma'aravit keneget chudash keren. The only place that you can bring it is right up to the edge, the very tip of the corner on the southwest side. Vidayo, and that's enough, which we'll talk about in a moment. What do you mean it's enough? What else could you do? But anyway, where do we get the idea that it should be on the west and south tip? Dichtiv. Zo torata mincha, akrevota b'nei Aaron lifnei Hashem, el p'nei hamizbeach. So one hand it says, bring up the mincha to the front of the Mizbeach. The front of the Mizbeach, the Kevesh of the Mizbeach was on the southern side. So then that means that it should be a Pnei Mizbeach. On the other side, it says Ufnei Hashem. Ufnei Hashem means that it's facing the actual Heichal. So how does this work? So the Brisah is like this. Tanya. Lifnei Hashem. So if you just read that part of the Pasuk, so then it means on the side of the Mizbeach that faces the west, which is the place where you will be seeing from the Mizbeach the Heichal. So that's where the Lifnei Hashem, where you open up into the actual Heichal. You might think that's what it means. Oh, no, it's not what it means. Because then the Pasuk goes on to say, oh, Pnei HaMizbeach. The Pnei HaMizbeach is the south, not the west. Okay, so what do you think you're going to do now? You'll bring it to Pnei HaMizbeach. You think that literally means that you're going to put it on the south? No. Talmud lomar lifnei Hashem. You can't do it on the south. So how can you possibly make this work? So the only way that you can make it work is magisha bekeren dromit maravit keneged chuda shel keren vedayo. So what it must mean, therefore, is that it's facing actually towards the Heichal, and then if you bring it all the way to the end of the western side, it's going to be facing the western side, but then it's also on the Dorai, because it's at the very edge. So that's basically the corner. And that's the only place that you could be Mekayim, both of these things. So it's on the western side, but it should be as close as possible to the south. Rebbe Eliezer says, no, that's not the point. It means the corner, not what you're saying. that, well, it's got to be on the western side, but if we can get it all the way down so that when your face gets bare, you're looking at it so that it's the last part of the western side, it doesn't mean that. It means like this. Yochel, and we'll see that this machlokas here, according to Rabbi Elazar, the Mizbeach is in a totally different place than according to the Tanakhama, as we'll explain in a moment. So Rabbi Elazar Omar, you might think that you should put it either on the southern side facing the Echel, or you should put it on, you might think you put it on the western side facing the Echel. Well, you might think that you should put it on the southern side facing the Pnei HaMizbeach. No, it can't give you that as options, which is what you were saying. You were saying, let it be on the western side, but all the way to the end. That's not the point. Amrit, you need to understand that you have a contradiction. And there's two ways that you could do it. You could be Mekayim one, but then you can't be Mekayim the other. Or you could find a solution where you can be Mekayim both. So if you take these psukim as alternatives, so then each one is going to be mevatel the other one, right? And if you say that it's at the corner, then echad mekayim atzmo u'mekayim divrei chavero. But if you take them as alternatives, echad mekayim atzmo u'mevatel divrei chavero. So what do you think is the correct way to interpret the pasuk? Obviously, menichin et shemekayim atzmo u'mevatel chavero v'tofsim et shemekayim atzmo mekayim chavero. Let's look at how that would work here with these two psukim. If you are going to take Lifnei Hashem to mean that it's along the west side of the Mizbeach and not at the edge, okay, so then it's not going to be on the south side of the Mizbeach. I don't care what it is you're going to do. If it's along the west wall, it's not along the south wall. I don't care how you try to bring it as close as you can. You're not being Mekayim it. And if you do it the other way around, and you do the other way, so then if you're able to do that, so then it is possible to be Mekayim Lifnei Hashem B'Ma'arav. It is? Yes. How? Put it at the edge of the Keren. I don't understand, says the Gemara, but this doesn't make sense. How in the world will you Mekayim it? The whole problem is, let's get the situation straight in our heads, okay? The Heichal was 20 amas wide. Each wall of the Heichal was 6 amas. 6 plus 6 is 12. 20 plus 12 is 32. The Mizbeach was 32. So assuming that the Mizbeach is directly Mechuvin Keneged the Heichal, so Rebbe Lutzer is not making any sense. If you put it on the western side, you're right, that then it's facing the west. But the moment that you put it, I don't care how close it is to the west, if you put it on the south, it is not mechuvan at all. Keneged ha'echal. So how are you calling something that's not keneged ha'echal lifnei Hashem? I don't get it. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? You were mekayim it anyway. You were not. Hechan kiyamta, ma pitom. Ah, Sir Rashi. Because obviously, Rebbe Elazar holds, Kosovar Haitana, Kulam Mizbeach B'Tzofein Koi. Now, let's also understand. It doesn't have to mean that, right? Let's say he held that the Mizbeach was one Amma further to the north than it was in the middle. Fine. So then what he says makes sense. I could put it on the southern side at the edge. And then it's on both the southern and the western. But the thing is, we only have three shitot about where the Mizbeach was. And we're assuming that Rebbe Elazar is not a fourth shita. Now, the three shitot are either that the Mizbeach was bechuvan in the immediate middle, precise middle of the Azorah, which means that it ends at the very point that the Heichal ends, or the Mizbeach was kulay in the southern side, because we darshan the concept of tzofein for kotche kotchim and shchita b'tzofein shel Mizbeach, that there should be no Mizbeach in the tzofein. And only from the Mizbeach, tzofeina is empty for you to be able to shechter and so on. The other shita is that the entire Mizbeach was actually towards the north. And that means that the end of the Mizbeach was at the midpoint of the door to the Heichal. So if we're going to stick with one of those shitas, the only one of those shitas that explains Reb Elazar is that the Mizbeach was in the north. Fine, that's why the Gemara says in the north. Obviously, it's not coming to the conclusion that Kula Mizbeach B'Tzofein based on what Reb Elazar says. It's just saying that since we have such a shita, and that would explain Reb Elazar. So that way you're Makayim both. Now, when you say Vidayo, that's enough. I mean, what more can I do? I understand. I'm supposed to bring the Mincha up to the Mizbeach and Vidayo. I'm doing everything I could do. So what else are you supposed to do? My Vidayo. Omer Rav Ashi, because, look, if you didn't know this, Yitzchak, because Sarkadach Ramin and Tiboy Agasha Mincha Gufa, when it says V'yigisha, it's not V'yigisha, the Kli, it's V'yigisha, the Mincha. That means it'd be Magish, the Mincha, would mean you'd have to tip the Kli so that the Mincha goes to the bottom, and then you touch the actual material of the Mincha to that corner. That's what it was thought. That's why the Mishnah says, no, V'yigisha, in the Kli. And that's all. Didn't try to do more than that. That's Kamash Mon. Hey, wait a minute. You know, that's maybe it's a good idea. How do you know that's not true? Says the Gemara, Ve'ema Achinami. Maybe the Mincha. Says V'yigisha. So maybe the Mincha has to actually touch physically the Mizbeach. No. Omar Kro, V'yikriva la Kohen. And then it says V'yigisha la Mizbeach. So just like, how am I makrif to the Kohen? I pour the mincha out on the hands of the Kohen? No. I hand the Kli to the Kohen. So just like the Hakrova, Eitzel HaKohen, is in a Kli, it's clear that this is all one smooth thing. Bring it to the Kohen, and the Kohen is Magisha La Mizbeach, meaning as it was brought to him. Just like it was brought to him, B'Kli, Hafa Kasha Eitzel Mizbeach is also B'Kli. You take all of the Levona Letzad Echad, that's in order to be very careful, because if you would, the Mishnah says, Komatz Velabiyad Tzror, or a Gargar Melach, or even a Kuret Levona, the whole Kemitzah will be possible, because every last space of your Kemitz, which is the shear that you're holding, has to be pure Kemitz. And if something else is in it, even Levina, even though Levina itself is going to be brought on the Mizbeach and burned together with the Kemitz, it still cannot be Nikmetzet with the Kemitz. So Mimela, first we push it away, then we collect it all and put it back on the Kemitz. V'kometz mimakom shenitra ba shamna. Okay, how do we know that we're supposed to actually look at the place where the oil was best mixed? That's because it says, Dichtiv, mi salta, umi shamna, mi girsa, umi shamna. So whatever it is that we're talking about the wheat menachas, which is 99% of the menachas. Fine. So then it says, mi salta, mi shamna. And then when you're talking about the oimer, it says, mi girsa, umi shamna. And then, not nolato klisharet, again, take the comments, put it in a second klisharet, umi kachobe klisharet again. Wait a second. Well, four. Normally, I understand the first time I took it from Kedushas Domim and I made it Kedushas Aguf. Okay, but it already is Kedushas Aguf. So why do I need to go now and make Kedushas Aguf again? Normally. Hokichal Chodazimna was already in a Klishores. Says the Gemara, look, man, it's exactly the same as the din of the Behemoth. Remember, that the concept of the kemetz in the kli is like the dam in the kli. And the concept of the kemet of the mincha in the kli, before the kmitza, is no different than using a klishores to shecht the animal. Now the din is, if that knife, it has to be klishores, if you utilize that knife, and you shechted it, so it was already kodesh kedush zaguf, because of the fact that the sakin is makadesh. And over there, the halacha is, Afa gav, te kadish te sakin, bitzavara beima. What does the Torah say? To utilize a klishores and to be makabel the dam. This is a special halacha of Kabbalah's Adam and a klishores. The same thing is true about the komets. The komets of a mincha is the Kabbalah's Adam of a behema. And therefore, the same way that the Torah said to take the klishores and be mekabel, same thing over here. Hoda ma'agdish li b'klishores, you have to put it, as it says before, ba'aganot, hochanami loshno. The mincha being, as it was already Kodesh Gezerguf, has nothing to do with it. We need a specific kedusha to make it roy for the mizbeach. It's supposed to simply be Kodesh Kedusha Zaguf, to be roy, to be possible between yom, and so on and so forth. And then malaket et levonata, v'notna al gabav. Get all the levona together, put it back on top of the komets. And why do I do that? Tichtiv et kol alevona asher al hamincha. So you have to bring everything back up, and we'll do the rest tomorrow. Bezrat Hashem. Now everybody can go and be mekayim their shalom bayis, and Bezrat Hashem tomorrow at the same time. Same time as tonight. We're going to meet tomorrow night, Bezrat Hashem, to give the give the Yisroel Chag in the Chutz Laaretz, give them an opportunity to participate with us. So you managed of it. Okay, great. You're still married? Okay. Shana tova.
The calendar's on. Got it already.
Great. Okay. Kol tov, everyone. Kol tov.
Happy Chometz, everyone.
What was that?
Happy Chometz.
No, my shver used to do that in Chutz Laaretz. It's easy to get the beer. So he would actually go amazing. He would go out, Mitzvah Pesach, and he would go to a bar. Can you imagine with all of these players? I mean, you can imagine the low-class people that were around there, all these Polish, Cleveland garbage people. He would walk into the bar with his big hat and his big long kapata and so on, walk up to the bartender and order a beer. Cool. Amazing. Yeah, but that was in order to be Mekayim Havdalah. This is a beautiful Havdalah. Until now, I was also to eat this. Okay, cultivate everyone.